We haven't talked about how to pass structs as arguments. Of course, there's really nothing new to talk about as far as concepts go, because you already know how to pass arguments. You've seen two ways. One is just to pass them. That is, they get passed by value because of the value semantics of the C language. But think for a moment. Let's suppose I have a struct and it's got a lot of stuff in it. Even these little employee objects we're talking about are sufficiently large that you might want to think twice about passing those by value every time you call a function that expects arguments of struct employee. So what you usually do is you pass a struct's address. So in other words, you'd use this reference semantics workaround that you can use in C. So that'll save the time and the stack space of passing an entire struct to that function. It's important that we talk about that for a minute, because for those of you going on to Java, that's just what Java does for you transparently. In Java, it never passes an object by value. It always passes the address of that object, but it does it in a way that you don't have to worry about the pointer semantics. So the example on the next slide will show you how we do it in C, so just keep in mind that this is what is happening behind the scenes in a Java program.